it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We bring you more on the political spending boom over California's Prop 50 redistricting special election. More than $200 million has already been spent. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by our KCBS insider, Phil Matier. Phil, good morning. Where's all this money coming from, and which side is spending more right now?
It's coming from all over the country. Incredible amounts of money are coming in on this because it's seen as a national battle. The battle is for control of Congress in the midterm elections. And Texas and the Republicans decided to try to tip the scales in their direction by reapportioning Texas and adding some Republican seats, taking away from Democrats, putting more Republican voters in districts. Governor Gavin Newsom has decided to counter that by doing the same in California. And it set off a fight that goes from Washington all the way to San Francisco. What we have is about $200 million so far spent. Now, the vast majority of that is on the yes side. They're spending about $130 million. But the no side's coming in well as well with $80 million. And half of that, $40 million, is coming from a Republican super PAC outside the state. So we have outside state interests. We have local state interests. We have national interests. All with their eyes and their paychecks headed for California to fight this race.
All right, Phil, November 4th is creeping up on us. How does it look now? Will Prop 50 pass? And what will it come down to? What will decide it?
Well, it's at about 55% in the polls. And so technically, statistically, it should win, especially given the heavy Democratic presence in the state. We Democrats outnumber Republicans by a pretty sizable chunk, especially if you throw in liberal-leaning independent voters. But, you know, it's all up to turnout. Special elections are low turnouts. Republicans tend to turn out higher numbers in that area. So we got to get the independent voters and those that are still sort of not energized. That's why Barack Obama and the Democrats are taking to the airwaves this week with a television blitz with the former president urging folks to vote on this. Yes. Now, some of the heavy hitters that are on the Democratic side include, you know, Tom Steyer, the San Francisco-based billionaire who's given $12 million to it, George Soros, who's given $3.3 million, and the California Teachers Association, which has given $4.5 million. Now, on the no side, the biggest donor is Charles Munger, who is actually the big proponent for taking the redistricting out of the hands of the politicals and putting it in nonpartisan commissions. But, you know, this is a changing time. Money is big. California is a very expensive place to run a race. And a lot of people are making money off this on both sides. So this is an incredible amount of money that's going on. And by the way, Steve, just so we can clear something up, we're talking about $200 million. That's for the campaign, you know, the yes and no ads. The state, just to hold this election, is going to spend $282 million. So this is really a very big deal.
Wow. Phil, thank you. KCBS insider Phil Matier will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.